I left school at 17, which was old at the time.
Yeah.
I could have been at work at 14, but I didn't. You know, but I mean, a lot of them did. They left in third and fourth standard. They'd come back for a lot of them to make their confirmation. You know, and they went to work in factories and that. But I mean, even though I was at school until I was 17. I mean, my father died when I was young, and I wasn't asked it. I didn't object to school. I was good at Irish, and I was kind of happy at school. But the next thing, my mother decided that I was to go to work, like, and she knew this person, and she was working in the office in the Sunbeam in Aston, and she says to me, "You took up in the morning to the Sunbeam for it. There's a job there for you. You got it that easy."
Just like that.
Just like that, and you started off at 7 and 6 a week. And you were that for 12 months. And then, after 12 months, you got a 5 shilling rise. And then you were usually then like put on piecework. You know, piecework now is paid the amount you do. Well, by the time I finished, when I got married, I had fantastic wages. I had £78 a week. That was fantastic wages for a girl to have. I had more wages than my husband, and he was a carpenter. He'd about £4 or £5, I think.
Yeah.
You know? And because I remember my sister, her husband worked in the SP, and she used to say, "Look at her, look at the wages she has, you know? And look at the responsibility my husband have. He's driving, he's out all night, and there'd be breakdowns that time, you know, like with the SP, and they'd be climbing poles and everything. And I had more wages than him."
Yeah.
And I mean, the Sunbeam was a very well paid job. And you had marvellous conditions. Like, they had showers, baths, you had free medical, free glasses, free dentures, free doctor, free prescription.
Yeah.
You know, for about sixpence a week. It was less than sixpence a week. You know, that William Dwyer was a very good employer.